Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at JulieLand.com. As always, I am here with the man himself, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo, yo, yo.
So this is my 25th episode of More with Mo. 25 episodes.
It's amazing that you can count that high.
I am actually amazed by that as well. So I had a very, very special guest come in today for this 25th.
Lucky to get him.
Very lucky. Today's guest is me. Fuck all y'all. The show is More with Mo. Now it's all about Mo. So I decided to take the 25th anniversary. No. The 25th episode to kind of talk about.
Wait, is this paper, diamonds? I don't know what it
is. Oh, shit. We should find that out. No, I decided to take this time to talk about, where we started, where we are, where we're going. A lot of big things going on in the world of Mo.
In the last 25 episodes, a lot has happened.
A lot has happened. That was like way back, like September, I think, is when we started this whole thing.
Yeah, when we first met, though, with Ash, that was even further, but like a lot has happened since
then.
That is
how we met. It was on Ash Hollywood's show, Ashaholics. I think you're familiar with her.
Yep.
Yeah, just happened to be here, and now we fell in love, really.
Here we are today.
Okay, well, there we go.
Holy fuck!
If you can hear that in the background, there was some thunder, and I paused there for a second because I saw the lightning outside, wondering who was doing a photograph outside.
Oh my god, that was the loudest thunder I heard in a long time.
We're in Hollywood. This is an exciting place.
There is thunder and lightning in Julieland.
Thunder and lightning.
We have weather.
So, Richard and audience, I don't know if you guys heard, I have relaunched my blog.
Yes,
theaverageMo.com.
Check it out.
Average guy, not so average job. I have a tagline. What the fuck? I have no idea how I got a tagline, but I should trademark that shit.
I used to have a tagline too.
Yeah, what was yours?
The weirder, the better.
Oh, that's a good tagline.
Yeah.
That's a good tagline. So anyhow, I've had it for a couple years. And then with all the help of you, relaunched it to this new amazing landing.
A lot deeper.
Deeper. There's a lot more, if you will, of Mo on there. I have a showcase for my photography, which is great. I do...
Your interviews?
My interviews, which are... This show is going to be airing on the blog.
Uh-huh.
I started doing mobile interviews.
Yes.
Mo on the go.
Right.
I may have been drinking and on Xanax when I came up with that title and felt very inventive.
Yeah.
And just ran with it.
It works.
And then there's the Mo of the Day. I actually tweeted this the other day. Is how many more fucking things can I just put my name on?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just add my name to anything and it's, you know.
It works.
Well, I'm a media whore.
Yeah.
We actually had a press release about this.
Yeah. How many people picked it up, by the way?
I think a total of 6 different outlets that it was sent to. Six of the 7 it was sent to.
Awesome.
According to the PR department.
Well, yeah. And the PR department's a little lazy, but
yes.
They do a good job.
They do a good job. I thought it went out well. So, it's been a number of episodes now, and I'm online.
This is 25.
25.
We've done 24 before you.
Yes, yes. So I am on, as I've noticed in the show, I refer to it as the Twitter.
Right.
And I've kind of run with that. I have no idea why, but
it's like the internet.
It is like
the Twitter.
Yeah. It was originally the Facebook.
Right.
And then they
said, Average Mo.
The Average Mo.
The Julieland.
So I decided to throw out there on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
At Mox. People ask me some questions,
right?
And I'm going to accept whatever questions they ask. So let's see what the
fans, the viewers, the listeners are asking.
I'm going to go ahead and answer whatever pops up, and we'll see. Well, this could be painful, or this could be the most boring experiment ever.
Exactly.
Let's see how cool I am. First question up is by Kendra Lust.
Cutie.
Have you met Kendra?
Never met her, but she's cute.
She's amazing, awesome ass. At Kendra Lust. No, seriously, she has an amazing ass. She asks, how much do you love Kendra? Smiley face. Well, since I just talked about her ass so much, I'm assuming I love her quite a bit. I've been on set with her a few times.
Yeah.
She's hot. I love her.
The question you should ask her, though, is how much do you love me?
That is the question. How much, Kendra? Kendra, how much do you love Mo?
Yeah.
Next question. By a chick says... What is something you have always wanted your girlfriend to do in bed? Huh. That question is from Miss Alex Chance.
Never heard of her.
At Alex Chance XXX, who happens to be my girlfriend. I think the answer to that question is shut the fuck up and go make me a sandwich.
Exactly.
No.
Seriously?
You know,
Seriously, yeah. Better answer seriously. Otherwise,
no. Honestly, and I'll be completely. I am. That's one thing about three-way? This show. Everything a three-way, except for I want to get one of the really good anal queen whores that will let us fuck her in the ass and then the fister and do all sorts of stuff. That's what I want.
Okay.
I'm not naming names because that would be a little too far. But yeah. There's a couple girls that are on my wish list for us to have them, and she's game. She's game. Yeah. Wow. Or I think she is.
Yeah.
So there we go. That's what I want besides shutting up. Dr. Chantel Tibbles. A friend of the show.
A friend of the show.
Dr. Chantel on Twitter.
Some like, I want to hear her question.
Let's see what she has here. She's a sociologist. What's the most annoying thing you do? What is the most annoying thing I do? I talk about myself a lot.
She knows that.
She knows that. I think that's probably why she asked that question. Love you, Chantel. Ashley Graham, the Ash Graham. I've met her before. She's lovely. Says, if you could choose one last meal to have before you die, what would it be and why?
Ribs. Huh.
No, it's probably going to be breakfast.
Eggs Benedict?
No, it's going to be probably pancakes, eggs, and bacon.
Yeah,
I'm a very boring person when it comes to that. Another food question. I'm a heavy guy. People like to ask me about food. Sabrina Adams, at Sabrina Adams, like the Adams family. It's creative.
Yeah.
She's a sweet girl. She has been on set with me a couple times. I've actually photographed her. I actually photographed her very first girl scene. Awesome. It was actually three girls. She says, "What is your favorite kind of cheese?" And
Monterey Jack?
I was going to say that, but no. It's, in fact, cheddar.
I was going to say medium American cheddar. Slices, the individual wrap slices. I love those.
Today's episode brought to you by Velveeta, exactly. An American cheese food.
I used to love Velveeta, but I haven't had it in years. I need to buy some.
No, I'm going to go with Tillamook cheddar. Okay. Medium cheddar. That's why I'm good. Oh, God. Here we go. And they're rolling in.
Okay.
Mr. Ralph Long, another friend of the show, Ralph Long XXX, says, oh, my God. Is it true you had sex with Danny Daniels in the back of Wreck-It Russian's car? @Wreck-It_Russian is a driver in the industry, and obviously Miss Danny Daniels is a friend of the show. No, I did not have sex with Danny Daniels in the back of the car. That was you, Ralph. We all know it was you. Just admit it.
Yeah.
Next, from Ralph Long. Is it true you love Jim Carrey so much that you tattooed his face on your ass? I love my friends. I really do.
Ralph has a weird sense of humor.
Ralph has a very... No, that is not true whatsoever. Fuck you, Ralph. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
And here we go.
Couple more.
Ralph Long. Is it true that Julieland owner Richard let you suck his $1 million cock live on the air?
That's not true.
That is absolutely not true. Now, that just shows that I'm willing to just put anything out there. Okay, so these are all my friends. These are all people I know.
That's the friends I use loosely.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Business acquaintances.
So I'm going to give this one. This is a guy, and I don't believe I know this person. If I do, I think I've affiliated on Twitter. @J_Cobb_29. This happened yesterday on set.
Go ahead.
Did you really blush when Kylie Ireland showed you her tits? Yesterday on set, we had Kylie on the show, and I blushed a little bit when she was here. I'm now friends with Kylie. She's a sweetheart. I love her and her husband.
She's got
but
big
I was
boobs too, right?
What was that?
She's got big boobs.
Big boobs. And I was a fan of hers back in the day. I've masturbated to Miss Ireland quite a few times.
Yeah.
And so yesterday it got brought up, and she took off her shirt, and it was just her in a bra, and I was like, oh my God. And she goes, and then it got brought up that I'd never seen her tits in the flesh, and she showed me her tits. I actually blushed. I was a little like, I turned into a little fanboy.
Yeah.
And then, Alex doesn't know this, I'm sorry, she asked me if I wanted to feel them.
I hope so.
And I said no.
Oh!
I said I wanted to so bad, but I didn't want that awkward, like, go over and be like, hello, friend, and then, I couldn't do it. I was like, and it was that, is it no?
I just lost all respect.
I know. That. No, I was a chicken shit. Yeah. I was a total chicken shit. Okay, you know what? That was... I don't know if it was fun or not, but it was something. Thank you, Ralph Long. You can go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
You're buying coffee for me.
You're never coming back.
So now that we've done that, so we talked about the show.
Right.
This fine, fine show. It all started off because of Miss Ash Hollywood. But, you know, I haven't had Ash Hollywood on here, but I've had some solid guests.
Yes, you have.
Some very solid guests. for some reason, when I suggested guests to you for the first time, I decided that the very first guest I should have on my show is my ex-wife.
Exactly.
And I listened to that episode recently. Mm-hmm. It was an entertaining episode. I highly recommend that. It was a very open, honest, fun episode. And she had a lot of fun. We may have to have her back sometime. But seriously, over the past few months, I've had Chantel on. Talked about a few different things.
The doctor.
Yeah, good Dr. Chantel.
I want her back more. I wish she would come back more often.
I will drag her kicking and screaming over here. She loves me.
She has a lot to say.
Alex Chance, the girlfriend. She's kind of an easy get. I mean, honestly, all I have to say is, hey, come do a show, and she'll do it.
Yeah.
She likes to talk. She's like me. I don't know how we get along. There was Mika Tan, who actually dressed up to come on the show.
Exactly. What episode was that?
That was the cosplay episode.
Number?
That was, let me think, what was that? That was, I think, episode eight.
Yeah.
And then she stuck around, you know, and did another Star Wars versus Star Trek episode.
Exactly.
With our zombie friend, Brian.
Yep.
But one of our best guests, I have to say, one of my best guests, one of the best people coming on, Danny Daniels.
Never heard of her. She's a porn star, right?
She is. She's mildly attractive.
Yeah.
She's got a hairy vagina that she brags about.
She loves to fuck.
We've had her on for a couple episodes.
She's good. She's real good.
She's highly entertaining, and she is a social media whore. That girl...
And loves...
Loves the social media.
I think she just loves her life.
And we love her.
Yeah.
We had Kylie on recently.
Yep.
And I got... blushed about the boobs, but one of the more recent ones that actually
I don't know if I told you the whole new thing I'm trying to implement here at the radio station here is all girls have to do the shows topless from here on out.
I do like this idea.
You have to back me when I say it. You have to be like, when I say it all serious, you have to, that's the new rule.
Oh, I can be totally dead serious.
Girls have
this.
To be topless.
Must be topless.
Yeah.
I have to say right now, and this is kind of, I don't, when this airs, which is going to be coming up soon, about three episodes ago, I believe it was episode 21, it was the CrossFit episode.
Oh, yes.
With Derek Pierce.
Yes.
And you and Derek managed to convince me that I needed to try out CrossFit.
And how's it going?
Well, it was just before AVN, and the thunder rolls again. It was just before AVN, so I'm going to start off with excuses because that's what I do.
Right.
Very busy. Right. With AVN, XBiz, everything. So in all honesty, in the past month of doing the 5 weeks.
Yeah.
I've made it a total of 5 times.
Okay.
I've went. It's kicked my ass. The first day I did, I actually have video footage that will be going up on the blog.
Good.
Of my first day, which is kind of comical. but I've actually gotten into it and I'm enjoying it. So I am doing and I don't know a whole lot about it, but I'm doing the CrossFit Games. And I was at first thinking it was going to be like the Olympics of CrossFit. And it's not. It's something where you actually record a workout, a 10-minute workout of you doing. Each week, they give you a specific workout to do for 10 minutes or whatever the time is. You record it and you upload it. So anyone can do it as long as they're with an affiliate. Well, I happen to have Mr. Derek Pierce and CrossFit Drop. And so they announced the first workout today. And I have to upload it by Monday afternoon. And so I'm going to be doing this. So for the next 5 weeks, so I'm going to be updating each week about what's going on and posting, I'm going to be talking about it on Twitter, be doing stuff. So I'm feeling really good about doing it.
I think you should.
And, listen, I joke around about being the average Mo, the average guy. But when it comes down to it, I'm overweight. I'm not ashamed.
You're not so average in the physical side.
Exactly. No.
But I think that's something... We could change, though. It could be the average guy with the not-so-average body.
Yes. Well, and that was what Derek and I talked about, is that whenever you go on CrossFit things, you see all these very, buff guys, these guys that are, these people, men and women, honestly.
Basically,
they do very well.
Yeah,
I'm not that person.
They have no lives, and they work out all the time.
So, I'm giving this a try.
Good.
So, there's really a lot going on in the world of Mo.
Well, those are... 24 episodes down.
This
is number 25.
This is number 25. Again, all about me and my world.
Can you imagine if someday we're talking like this and it's like episode 2032?
If we're still doing this at episode 2032, we need to find better lives.
Something's gone wrong.
Something's gone wrong. So, well, I really appreciate everybody hanging out, listening every week. Great numbers. I really appreciate people listening. I appreciate the responses. Please always tweet me at Mox. Comment on the blog. Do a thing. And, you know, the blog's been doing great since the relaunch. I love hearing the responses to the photos. I love hearing from fans, friends, everyone. So you can always check it out, theaveragemo.com. We post a new Mo of the Day every weekday. There's an episode of More of Mo put up every Friday. I do a written blog. I do photo blogs. I do a little bit of everything on there. So I want everybody to go take a look. So check it out.